The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, looks like the Packers got, well, just in time to take on your Texans. And, of course, lots of big names coming up in this UH thing. We're going to do it all. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. It's been a good mood today. It's having some fun.
Okay.
Because everybody else is going to be in a bad mood. You ought to be in a good mood. You just got to hear 30 minutes of racism from our friends.
It was funny. I didn't hear it.
It was funny.
What were you doing listening to that show?
I was sitting outside.
I'm just kidding.
couldn't help but hear it.
I listen when I can. I didn't hear any of it today.
Well, it was very funny. What's going on, Mr.
I was very busy today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Don't ask me with what, because I'll have to make up a lie really quickly.
But okay.
That's what it boils down to.
Well, just... Use the lie I always use. Fell asleep, sorry.
Yeah, but I was in the car.
That's okay. You were sitting in the car and you fell asleep.
That's what it was. My chauffeur was driving me in and I fell asleep.
Well, you parked outside and you were going to just sit there and listen for a minute and you dozed off.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it was.
Pretty much that.
So, nice of your Packers to get well just in time to house the damn Texans next week.
Good Lord. And I see Joel Blank walking around in a Packers costume, which I'm sure he hasn't worn in 3-4 weeks, but he's got his chest huffed out today. I swear, Fred, we play in this pool where there's probably 20 of us that play in it. And every week you pick 5 games against the spread, college or pro. And if you go 5 for 5, you win the pool for that week and you win some money.
Yeah.
And if no one wins, it rolls over to the next week. You win double money the next week.
I've only won once so far.
But. You've won once. Last year, it came down to me and another guy on a 5-week rollover to Monday Night Football. And he offered to split it with me. I was so confident in the game on Monday night.
You feel like you could move on it as if it had already been played.
And I was like, no thanks. I don't need a split. I was about to rake in the coin on that game. I lost. This year alone, 3 times I've gone 4-1, and every time the game I've lost was the very last game. So I'll go 4-0. I'm about to take it. Nope. Gotcha. I cannot.
Twice on Monday nights.
Yep. Yeah. So, last night was a very frustrating game for me. You gotta give credit though. The Packers looked like you expect the Packers to look. You know, Aaron Rodgers was accurate. Aaron Rodgers was making throws like Aaron Rodgers normally does instead of what he's been doing this year, which is look like a bum. That's what you expect out of the guy, and that's what you expect out of that team. So kudos to them for finally, you know, getting it together.
They could have waited another week, though.
They could have waited one more. Although if they waited one more week, they're probably not going to the playoffs. So
yeah.
They might have thought, let's get this done now. And kudos to them. They got it done. And I lose once again on at the very end.
Oh, well. You'll get one.
Maybe.
I can feel it. Actually, I think it's going to benefit me because the ones I've been missing the last couple of weeks were college games. Now they're running out of college games.
I haven't played college. I mean, I'm hardly playing any college on that. It's almost all NFL. I just feel better on the NFL.
Well, and I should be feeling better. I've actually been really good on the NFL for the past several weeks.
It's normally the opposite for me because normally you can find those. But this is another thing about that game. Not every college game is available. There's like 10 of the biggest games. And the games that are easiest to bet on are games that nobody cares about.
Right.
Nobody's going to watch.
Middle Tennessee and stuff like
and
that.
And those are never available to pick. So I end up picking the NFL games, which it's a hard sport to handicap, man. So, but that was a fun game last night. The Eagles just don't have anything offensively.
Their receivers are crap.
They really are.
And Wentz has regressed a little bit from the beginning of the season, but he doesn't have anybody to throw the damn ball to. And they've got to fix that in the offseason. I think he's going to be a very good quarterback, but they've got no receivers whatsoever. And their offensive line has been pretty good all year, but they were a little bit beat up as well. And Packers got well. And now I'm looking at that Packers team going, oh, Jared Cook's healthy. We know how well the Texans cover tight ends.
Yep.
This is going to be ugly. This is going to be ugly. The season is imploding right before our very eyes.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It'll be fun
to talk about. Yeah, I wouldn't have very high expectations as a Texans fan. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they'll get right. And that what we saw last night was an anomaly for the Packers. I will say the number right now is, I think it was plus six was the first number I saw. I probably like the Texans at that. I doubt I'll play it.
Yeah.
But, I feel like that'd be the way to go. I don't think they're going to win, but I feel like this is the kind of game that if they play their average game this year and the Packers play their average game this year, they're within 6 points of them.
They should be, although I just have a sneaking suspicion this could turn into one of those games like at Minnesota where they just get blown out. Because I think if they get down early to this team, even with that, the Packers defense isn't good. They should be able to score points. I just don't trust them. I don't trust the quarterback. Yeah. I don't trust the play calling. And, you know, Tuono mentions the Eagles secondary didn't help matters at all last night. They've been pretty hit and miss. And they've gotten really good pressure from their front seven this year. But that secondary has been inconsistent. And
well, that's been the thing on the Eagles all year long is they can stop the run and they can't stop the pass. Well, that's great for the Packers.
Right.
They don't care if they run the ball
or
not.
Texans can stop the run.
Yeah.
They've been doing really well at it.
That doesn't always matter. But when you look back, you think, well, the Packers, while they're upside down in their record, and that's obviously not what they were hoping for, they've beat the Lions, they beat the Giants, and now they beat the Eagles. That's three quality wins that they've got.
Yeah.
You know, that they're not – I don't know. And then you look at their losses – I mean, what's their worst loss? Is probably home to the Colts.
Yeah.
I mean, are the Colts trash?
You shouldn't lose to them at home, though. Just like you shouldn't lose to the Texans at home.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, but their other losses at Washington, at Tennessee, at Atlanta, home to the Cowboys.
That Tennessee game, they got blown out, though. That's not a good loss either.
Home to the Cowboys and then at Minnesota, and that was week two when Minnesota was still, you know, everybody thought Minnesota was great. So, the Packers are a weird team. I still don't think they're very good because they haven't been consistent. But they're probably better than the Texans, especially at home.
Yeah, I think when you look at it on the surface, it's not just that they lost to the Redskins and at the Titans. It's they got blown out by those teams.
Yeah.
And that's not the sign of a good football team. We got a lot of good stuff on the show for you today.
But the Texans are the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've been blown out.
I think the Texans have zero chance of going in there and winning. I know it's not one of the odds wins.
Zero.
I'm going to say 0% chance. I'm so down on this group right now. I hope they prove me wrong, but I don't think they will. Joseph Duarte is going to join us at 4:45. He covers UH for the Chronicle. Does it about as well as anybody. He's on top of this coaching search. There's some interesting names that have cropped up. And I've heard from several people today, this Dana Holgorsen thing might actually have legs.
Well, maybe so. I mean, they still haven't given him any money at West Virginia, and I'm not really sure why. I don't understand.
Well, from what people on that end have told me, they wanted him to prove it this year because he had a losing record in Big 12 play over the last 2 years.
Right.
But if you look at the progression.
When you say that he's proved it?
Yeah, they're about to win 10 games. And so now he's supposed to get paid, but also keep in mind, this is not the AD who hired him. And from what I understand, there's a little bit of a disconnect there. And having the kind of support from a place that's going to give you a bunch of money, give you everything you need to succeed, give you a bunch of money to hire assistants, might be kind of appealing, especially in a place you know. So,
man, 7 wins, 8 wins, and it's going to be 10 wins this year. In 5 seasons at West Virginia, they've had a losing season once and will have won 10 games, maybe 11, by the time it's said and done.
Yeah.
They've done that twice in his stay at, West Virginia. I just can't imagine. Well, but you know what? I mean, Bill Stewart won 9 games 3 times straight there.
Yeah, and they chased him off.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I think West Virginia may have unrealistic expectations of what they are. And they got a little bit spoiled, I think, during the Rich Rodriguez era. That was back when Rich Rodriguez could coach.
Yeah.
And that was back when the Big East was technically a BCS conference,
right.
But it was, I mean,
an easy
barely.
It was easy to win BCS conference.
Right. So they were rolling through and getting BCS bowls left and right because, I mean, it was really easy to win that conference. But I think Dana Holgorsen is doing a pretty good job at West Virginia. I mean, that's not an easy place to recruit to. To me, if you're averaging 8 wins a year at West Virginia, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. But right now, we need to tell you how you can win a $25 gift card to Bedrock City Comic Company and a T-shirt. All you have to do, pick a superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend games and tweet what the reason or their superpower was that made them the superhero or supervillain. At the end of the show, you can pick a winner from we'll pick a winner from all the entries. And all you have to do is tweet it to @degenerates975. It has to be a tweet. Tag it Bedrock City Comics. You got till the end of the show. And you could say University of Texas was a superhero because they made Charlie Strong disappear.
No.
That's just an example. Something like that. Have some fun with it. The best one, Jong will pick. We have nothing to do with that. And, yeah, we'll have some winners. All right. Got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. Guys, I want to take a second to thank all the Blitzers who have donated their vehicles because you guys have really stepped up. And if you haven't done it yet, now's the time. If you've got a family member that's got a vehicle that they're not using anymore and they thought about trading it in, but it's not in great shape, you're not going to get much for it, guys, donate it to Houston Can Academy because you're going to get a tax write-off, which is great. Getting close to tax time, you can probably use all the breaks you can get right now. They take care of all the paperwork. They'll tow it free of charge. Doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Huntsville. You could be in Belleville. It doesn't matter. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. So here's your chance to get rid of something you don't need anymore. And that's going to help the kids at Houston Can Academies. What they do there is they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. And a lot of these are really good kids that had issues that, you know, whether they had to get a job or family issues or things like that. Well, they work around those kids and they give them a second chance. And so many of them are going on to do great things. And that's because of the vehicles you're donating. So do something great. Get rid of something you're not using anymore. Get a tax deduction. All you have to do, pick up the phone, give them a call. Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And one of the other names, I'm talking a little bit about it off air, that's also come up in... And Joseph Duarte wrote about this a couple days ago, and we'll ask him about that at 4:45. Is Dan Mullen?
Sure.
And I don't. As far as I'm concerned, yeah, shoot for the biggest names you can get, and then, I mean, that's what UT tried to do with Nick Saban a few years ago.
Yeah.
Go after the biggest name you can. What's the worst that happened? They say no, but I don't know. To me, Mullen is a guy that. If that Oregon job opens, don't you think he'd be up for something like that?
If you'd asked me this this time last year, I would have said yes. I mean, but this is the worst season Dan Mullen's had at Mississippi State since his first season there. They're not bowl eligible.
Well, they lost their quarterback and had to rebuild, but they did play better over the second half of the season, which I like to see. They're sort of bowl eligible. It's kind of a chicken bleep bowl eligible.
Are they? 5-7 is
yeah. Well, they're one of those
in the same group as Texas.
Like, yeah.
But I don't know. They're under 500 for the first time since his first year there. I mean, I wouldn't blame him if he can get a better job. I think Mississippi State, you're pretty limited what you can do there.
I think what he's won 9 games twice and 10 games once in that division.
He's pretty good.
I don't know, but that's also probably the ceiling of what you can do there.
The year, what was it, 2014 or 13 that they went to the Orange Bowl and they were like, they were second in the SEC West. To me, that's the best year you can ever hope for from Mississippi State.
Yeah,
and I don't know what their final record was. I know they lost the Orange Bowl, but I think they won 10 games.
Yeah, I think they were 10-4 or something like that.
So, if
10-3,
but that's going to be hard to replicate with any regularity. He's done a good job there. He's turned that program into not a floor mat, which is what they were for the longest time in that division. So, but if you ranked the jobs in the SEC West 1-7. Where's Mississippi State?
Probably 7.
Probably 7, yeah. Right? I mean, I don't know what would change that even. That's kind of the tough reality for him. He's done a good job there, but I think he's probably juiced that for everything it's worth. That said, Mississippi State's not going to be looking to get rid of him because they're happy with what he's done.
But I think he's looking around a little bit. So,
a better job than Mississippi State right now?
I think you can accomplish more there because you don't have much in your way.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Mississippi State, it's an uphill battle. Like I said, that year that they I'll look it up, but the year that they won 10 games, they were second in the SEC West. It was 2014. They were second in the SEC West. Went to the Orange Bowl. Like, that's how many times is Mississippi State going to finish ahead of LSU and Auburn?
Yeah. And Ole Miss,
and
for
Ole
that
Miss,
matter.
And Arkansas. And A&M now.
It's just, I think after a while, you're beating your head against the wall. But the one thing I'll say about the job is, and everybody wants to make a big deal out of the, you know, not being a Power 5, but what that really means is, when you're talking about jobs like Mississippi State, and that, where, yeah, they're going to pay you $4 million a year because they're getting $30 million and can afford to do it.
Yeah.
May not be taking in $30 million, but if they don't care about what they're going to pay their coach, you got great facilities, you can recruit well. And if you run that conference, and one of the things I'm really interested about to see today is where Navy is ranked in relation to Western Michigan, because if they win that championship game, I really think the committee wants to put them in.
Put Navy in?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Because it's a more high-profile conference, and could have put themselves in the same boat.
Which, so, it kind of sucks for Western Michigan because
they're a good team and they've had a great year.
They won every game,
yeah.
You know.
They've done everything they were supposed to do.
That's his, if I were in that room, I'd say this team beat everybody that they could, that was in front of them.
You know what it's about, though, and just like it is at the top. It's about sex appeal and it's about reputation. And that's one thing about, you know, and I think that's one thing has helped the AAC raise its profile a little bit with those guys. I think they would put a two-loss Navy in over Western Michigan
because
they'd
like
look
that
at their body of work.
Well, and here's what I will say for Western Michigan.
They did beat some Big Ten teams
early on, too. They won at Northwestern, and they won at Illinois. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like those are two, you know, powerhouse wins, but that's two Big Ten teams, and Northwestern is not. Illinois sucks.
Yeah.
Northwestern's not horrible. They're above 500 in the Big Ten.
They're okay.
I mean, they're a middle of the road Big Ten team, and Western Michigan won there at their house, and then they beat Illinois. They beat the hell out of Illinois at Illinois. To me, if you do that, they scheduled two Power 5 teams, and I understand the MAC is really crappy, and it is. I mean, it's basically Western Michigan, Toledo, and Ohio.
I think that's
what
hurt
garbage
them this year is that you don't have there's usually, I mean, Toledo's not even what they usually are. That's a problem. Those are good teams, but they're not really good.
But they beat Toledo by 20 points. And depending on Ohio's the second best team, arguably, them or Toledo in that conference. They get to play them on Saturday. If they make a statement in that MAC championship game, I think you put them in. I think they should get that bowl because if you play in a crappy conference and you want to get to that bowl at the end, I would say schedule some Power Five schools. They did. Yeah. Two of them on the road and won both of them.
But I agree with you. I would put them in, but I'm kind of curious because if Navy's only a couple spots behind them this week, then they're setting it up for that.
I think they are.
Almost guarantee you.
Now that said, Western Michigan last week was where
they were lower than they should have been. They were something like 18, weren't they?
Let me see. Let me pull it
and
up.
And
right
Navy was 22. They weren't that far behind.
Western Michigan was 21. Okay. Navy was 25.
Yeah. So,
but Western Michigan also they just beat Toledo, which is, you know, their biggest conference win of the season. Navy beat SMU. I mean, I would think that Western Michigan would stay ahead of them.
I think they'll stay ahead of them, but I'm telling you, it's going to be much closer this week.
You're probably right. That's a little bit disappointing.
I'm just curious, and I may be wrong about it, but I'm just trying to get in these guys' heads. I think they want Navy to get that bid because that's better for television, better for everything, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to watch Western Michigan as good as they are, but Navy's got a following.
When's the AAC championship?
This week, same as everybody else.
And Temple is the is
Temple
the,
from the other side, yeah.
So, but Navy plays Army
after the championship.
That's weird.
Yeah, and that's always been that way since they went into a conference because you always save that game for last.
I guess so.
But this is the first time they've made the championship game.
Yeah,
last year was the first one, and UH got in.
You think it's a lock they beat Temple?
No, Temple's not bad. So that's another thing. That's going to be a good win for them if they get it.
Right. And the weird thing about that is I think South Florida is better than Temple. So I think Navy's kind of lucking out here because
yeah, I agree.
Temple beat – I mean, I think they're tied in the standings, but Temple won the head-to-head. So that's a lucky break for Navy. But, I don't know what to say about that because Navy, they've got – neither one of their losses are, you know – I mean, Air Force is good. I guess
that's a rivalry game.
Yeah,
that was when their quarterback got hurt, and that kid just went in, and they played their worst game of the season.
And then South Florida. I mean, they don't have a bad loss. Both those were road losses.
Yeah, I mean, you can make a pretty good case for them.
I went over
Notre Dame. Went over Houston. I mean, they've got some pretty quality wins in there.
I would. I think I'd still.
Notre Dame's not really.
I was going to say, what are we going to call that a quality win?
Well, it's a high profile win.
It's a high profile win,
which they'll look at that. And even though Northwestern's a better team than Notre Dame, they'll look at that and say, "Oh, they beat Notre Dame as opposed to Western Michigan."
And Northwestern would beat Notre Dame.
Yeah, they would.
Navy didn't play anybody. I mean, their one non conference game against a legit team was Notre Dame, who is just terrible.
Because they also have to play Air Force and Army,
right? So I.
It's not their fault that Notre Dame was terrible, though.
No, it's not.
They schedule them every year. Scott in Deer Park says, word around the campfire is Holgorsen. Yeah, we talked about that at the top, but he says the alumni want someone that is not looking to move. I'm okay with somebody who's looking to move.
Just somebody who's going to – if you're going to win 11 games, you know, then 9 games, and then you're going to leave after that.
Okay.
Thank you.
See ya.
Yeah, what program isn't going to take 20 wins in 2 years? That's UH fan has to get – and UH, whoever the guy's signing the checks there, they need to get out of the mindset that they are, you know, a destination job. It's just not. And it's not a bad thing, like I said, because there aren't non-Power 5 schools that are a destination job.
You can go a different way. You can take an older coach who's already accomplished something that this is going to be his last stop.
Like a Bill Snyder? And just make this is what you are?
I don't know about Bill Snyder's probably not it's that kind of coach, certainly not Bill Snyder himself. But and then Jason asked, what do you think about Tillman Fertitta seeing Browse at UH? I think that's a courtesy. If they hire him, then that program is going to lose a lot of support, including people like me. I just will never go to a game that Art Browse coaches.
No
ever.
Way.
And I'm not the only one, man. It's not just you're gonna have a lot of people in that fan base and alumni only, base that just won't have anything to do with this.
Not only would it bother me while he's there, I would lose respect for the program going forward. Like, him leaving wouldn't make me feel any better. They hired the guy. And knowing what they know, they hired him.
Yeah.
I it's unacceptable on every level to me. And like I said, me sitting on the show, and if you remember when he was still at Baylor, every day I hammered Baylor for keeping him around. And every day people were like, oh, there's no proof. There's no proof. And then now there's proof. Baylor finally did the right thing. Anybody who hires that guy is worse than Baylor.
Yeah,
I mean, because at least when Baylor hired him, they didn't know that this is what he was. This is what he was about. We know now what Art Briles is. And if you hire that guy, you should be ashamed.
Yeah, I don't see it. I really don't.
I think they're, I think they're smarter than that.
I think maybe as a courtesy, sure, talk to him. But in reality, there's no way in
I wouldn't even sit down with him.
I wouldn't either.
To me, it just looks bad that you're even talking to him.
But if I were a betting man, I would bet that there's no way that happens. And I am a betting man. And guess where I bet? MyBookie.lv. And right now, they're still giving you the best deposit bonus in the world for your initial deposit. 110%. That's what they're offering you, 110% for this week. They're going to match your initial deposit. You can go up to $1,100. You're going to get 110%. That's huge. Want to play the games this week? If you want to dive into the Thursday game, any of them, join MyBookie. It's online. It's easy. And best of all, they pay. It's MyBookie.lv. This is the only online site I use now. And I'll tell you what, the best thing about it is if I make plays, I actually get money for it. Fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. So many other sites that I've been on, they make you jump through hoops to get paid. They send you checks that take months to clear. They're doing all this other goofy stuff. Not MyBookie. Join now. MyBookie.lv will match your deposit with a 110% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate your offer. That's promo code FRED. Visit MyBookie.lv today or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. Sign up today, MyBookie.lv, promo code FRED.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we told you a little earlier that you can win a $25 gift card and a t-shirt just by picking a superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend games. Jong, don't you have ours?
Yes, this is ours.
Like me to watch some men suffer. Just want to watch the world. Unnecessary.
This is your supervillain performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
How about a magic trick?
Second and eight. Another block by Barksdale. Oh, he's got his receiver. This is six. Dontrell Inman. Rivers, 11 of 12 throwing. To the end zone. Touchdown! What a strike! Tyrell Williams, 21-yard touchdown reception. Gordon is in. First and 10 to the end zone. And scooped up. That is a touchdown!
He's going to step up for some reason. And Phillip Rivers sees it the whole way. McKinney's late getting back to his drop zone. And Rivers is able to fit the ball in behind the linebacker and in between the two safeties.
That was your supervillain performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Follow Bedrock City Comics on Twitter at Bedrock City.
Well, he's a villain if you...
if you're a Houston Texans
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, but if you hate the Texans, he was a hero.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's all the perspective, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like real comic book heroes yeah. and villains.
And sometimes, you know, people say that in The Dark Knight, Heath Ledger was a hero.
I think he was.
You know.
I can make that case very strongly.
And Darth Vader was a hero, according to Fred Fowler.
Of course
he was.
You know
who was on Howard Stern today was the guy who plays Negan on The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he views himself, he views the Negan character as kind of a good guy. And, you know, he said, you know, Rick and his people killed 30 of my people while they were sleeping, and they're considered heroes, and I bashed two heads in with a baseball bat, and I'm a bad guy. He's like, it doesn't seem fair. So it's funny how it's all about perspective, Fred. It's all about perspective.
I agree.
Tom Herman, hero to some, villain to others.
A nightmare to others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
I think there's a lot more gray area in these things. And, oh, Darth Vader, they blew up an entire planet. Those people had it coming.
No, they did not.
That
was a peaceful planet.
They were trying to quell a rebellion.
But that planet that he blew up was a peaceful planet.
Yeah, that's what we're told. We don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
That the person that was from it was running the rebellion.
Yeah, but she had separated herself from that planet. You can't just like kill everywhere she's from. Yeah,
and she had those weird hair things on her head that looked like honey buns.
Jabba the Hutt villain.
No, businessman.
Okay,
ate a little too much, but.
Don't we all?
Yeah, we all do. It happens.
Thanksgiving every day. He was pro-slavery.
Was he?
He kept Leia tied in chains.
Yeah, but he was going to eat her. That's what he did with the other chick.
I think he was going to bang her.
No. See, that would...
What do you mean? That's horrible.
Hey, she tried to steal from him. She broke in and tried to steal from him.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she did. She tried to get... She was trying to rescue
Han.
Harrison. Yeah.
Who
owed him money and didn't pay. He had he was well within his rights to go and get him.
But is freezing someone in carbonite a hero move or a villain move?
I'm not saying he's a hero, but I think we need to be careful with this villain talk. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
Squeeze out a quick call here, and then we'll go to break. We're going to have Joseph Duarte next. Blake. What's up, Blake? Go, Blake.
Blake, this is the worst call of the day.
Yeah, you're off to a bad start. All right. Well, never mind. Let's give the people some good news. How about we reduce your car payment?
Oh, that's great news.
And we all have car payments, but if you could get $100 off that payment, that'd be money to go into your pocket. How about that? You know, what if you could defer your first payment 60 days?
How would I do that, Fred? What's the
slash mypayments.com?
Is that payments with an S?
That is payments with an S. /mypayments.com. And the reason these guys are so great, car dealers make a lot of their profit off your loan. They just mark up your rate.
Bastards.
I can't believe they do that. I didn't know they did that.
I can believe it. They're scumbags.
Yeah. But $2,000 to $3,000 in interest you're paying on your loan that's just going straight to the dealer. That's why they told you you've got such a great deal, because they built this in, and now they're hosing you. Well, slashmypayments.com can fix that for you, because... they can refinance that loan for you and save you a bunch of money.
And it's super, super easy, because you deserve the good credit, the rate the good credit history has earned you. You've worked hard for your credit rating. Why should the dealer make money off of your credit rating instead of you? You could be making a much more affordable payment. And it's great, especially in the uncertain economy that we're in right now. It's simple and easy. It takes a couple minutes to apply. Refinance your current auto loan at slashmypayments.com. Go to slashmypayments.com. Enter the promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you're on your way. It's with approved credit. Other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. SlashMyPayments.com. SlashMyPayments.com.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Movember is an annual event involving the growing of mustaches during the month of November to raise awareness of various cancers such as prostate cancer. Here at Gal Media, we join the movement for men's health and are collecting donations to stop men dying too young. Please help us in this journey. Log on to ESPN975.com. Go to our Movember page and support AJ Hoffman, forget that your favorite host thing, with a donation to his team, because, you know, it's all about the Blitz. All right, we've been talking about the UH situation a little bit, so very happy to have on a very good friend of mine, covers UH better than anybody. He's worth following on Twitter if you want to know what's going on. It's at @Joseph_Duarte. JD, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, what's up, Freddie and AJ?
Appreciate you taking some time with us, man. So
anytime.
Well, let's start with some of these names that you threw out in your article a couple days, and the two that jumped out at me were Dana Holgorsen and Dan Mullen. And on the surface, it seems like, why would those guys be interested? But I'm hearing a lot of buzz about Holgorsen. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, you know, my sources from the beginning have said don't discount that. And like you said, a lot of the immediate reaction would be, why would a coach currently in a Power 5 conference take a step down and go to a Group of 5 school? Now, Houston's not your typical Group of 5 program anymore. You look at what the money that it's gone from Art Briles making $200,000-$300,000 a year to Tom Herman making $3 million. That's attractive because Holgorsen, for one, isn't making that yet. He has not signed an extension that I believe was presented earlier this year. You know, there's been talk that he's never felt quite like the fit there, or maybe has butted heads with the administration and the AD. So that was one of the names that was immediately mentioned to me. And the Dan Mullen one is a little bit, you know, when I talk to people, I think that's shooting for the stars. And I guess if you're Houston and you feel like the program is on a different level now, you know, why not go to these people? Let them tell you no first instead of automatically assuming that you're not going to even be or get them at the table to begin with.
And we were talking about it a little bit with a guy like Mullen. I mean, he's kind of maxed out what he can do at Mississippi State, and would that have some appeal that he could actually probably do more at least and have a huge talent advantage over where he has now compared to what he's got to go up against?
Well, he's got the toughest job coaching in the SEC West. He's not even in the best city in Mississippi in terms of the two major programs there with Ole Miss down the road. And then you look, you know, there's not another Dak Prescott walking through that door anytime soon. He's a considered a great offensive mind, a quarterback developer. And if you're Houston and you decide to go outside the box and don't stick with one of the in-house candidates, you know, a guy like that would be attractive, somebody that can keep things going. Houston's been known as an offensive team for many, many years, and that would be kind of one of the allure, a guy that wants to come in, not ready to retire at all, doesn't look at this as a stepping stone, but somebody that would come in, he's already established, and maybe wants to put his stamp on another program.
Joseph Duarte, Houston Chronicle, is our guest. Please tell me that there's absolutely zero chance they'd hire Art Briles.
Well, my sources are telling me, you know, while that may be considered a long shot, I'm being told that there is a group of people associated with the University of Houston, not the administration, just the outside. You know, we're talking alums, boosters, that would make a push or at least suggest that Art Briles be a candidate there, that they would be willing to throw money behind that. But I don't know. I don't think that you can do that this early. It's a very toxic situation. Renew Couture would have to have everything in front of her in terms of Pepper Hamilton, have Art Briles tell her exactly what his involvement was. And even then, how much is the school willing to sacrifice reputation, any goodwill that they've maybe established to go out and hire a coach that right now I don't think very many, if any, people want to touch?
Joseph, I wanted to ask you a little bit before we get back to the UH stuff about Coach Herman, because I know you've covered him now for 2 years, and he's off to your old alma mater, which you know is a tough job. How do you think he's going to do there? I really think the guy's going to be a huge success, but as somebody who's been that close to him and knows a lot about that program too, what do you expect from Coach Herman at UT?
Well, it's a different level pressure cooker now for Tom Herman. You know, he goes from a town that's very pro-centric and not a lot in terms of college excitement. I don't want to say excitement, just the interest level is just ratcheted up. The University of Texas is the main attraction in Austin. He's going to have, you know, the thick skin element is going to have to come into play because we've seen Tom Herman with incredibly thin skin on stuff. You know, every interview that he's done regarding the speculation over his future over the past 18 months, he's gotten a little bit defensive at times. That last one before the Memphis game was example A of what you can't do when you get there, because now you're under the microscope. You're at one of the elite programs in the country. You have all these resources at you. he's going to have to win immediately. There's nothing about that. But in terms of just how he has to go in there, it's another animal. And I would imagine you have to see Tom Herman make some changes just in how he handles a lot of the situations that are going to come up.
Joseph Duarte, our guest. Getting back to UH, what do you expect from a time frame perspective? Because there is a little bit of a crunch here because you got a dead period coming up in recruiting, and you've got a lot of kids that, you know, they've already had one kid decommit today. I guess I saw you tweet out about. What do you think the time frame is for these guys?
Well, I would imagine they stay on the same timetable that they did in the Herman hire. I believe he was hired December 14th or so. Basically, that's about 2 weeks after the final game. You're right, the recruiting becomes a huge part of it. You know, they named Todd Orlando an interim head coach. Major Applewhite has expressed interest. So we have two names for sure that are in the mix. Both of them will at some point interview. So it would behoove, you know, Houston to get this thing over with fast, because you're going to run into that situation where I talked to a lot of the recruits, and a lot of them, even though they're still committed, are very shaky right now. So Todd Orlando did what he should have done, and the first thing he told his staff was, get out there. If you got to stay at the school 5 hours or the kid's house 4 more hours, you do that. You let them know there's nothing more important to us right now than their commitment.
And that did seem to set them back a couple of years ago when they did hire Herman, because by the time they could start recruiting, there wasn't quarterbacks out there for them to go get. And he really did not bring in a ton that first year because he was kind of behind the eight ball.
Well, that first class was still Tony Levine. And they made a run. They got a couple of guys at the last minute, a big offensive lineman inside the town here, I believe Josh Jones, in terms of flipping him from Oklahoma State at the last minute. But for the most part, you're right. It was a very come in and try to at least keep what Tony Levine's staff had done. And also, you got to remember, Tom Herman didn't get into his office and really become Houston's coach until like January 7th or 8th because of the national championship game with Ohio State, and really had to have, you know, some people delegated to do a lot of the recruiting. And some of those guys weren't even hadn't even really been officially named coaches yet, but he had to get things going really fast, at least with Todd Orlando and Major Applewhite and a few of the guys who have not jumped ship immediately to Austin. You have some guys that are familiar with these recruits that can at least help you for now keep those guys.
What have you heard about Kyle Allen and his situation? And the rumors came out as soon as Tom Herman took that job that Kyle Allen, who would have 2 years of eligibility left, would be looking to go to Texas with Tom Herman. Have you heard anything more about that?
Right. The speculation being that I was told that he is on track to graduate by May. If he did that, then he's pretty much a free agent and he can go anywhere he wants. He wouldn't have to sit out another year. Kyle Allen sent out a tweet on Saturday night. It didn't have any words, and it was in reference to a Tillman Fertitta tweet about moving forward. And he put a couple of little red cougar paw emojis or whatever the kids use, and you know, I guess maybe that's the language now that these kids use without saying anything. I don't know if that carries a lot of weight, but that at least seemed to calm people down to the point that they felt like Kyle Allen is still in the fold. Now, the one who just came out and frankly said it was the one who they wanted to, that needed to say it, Ed Oliver. He said, "This is my city. This is, you know, my town, and I ain't going nowhere." So if they needed some good news on Saturday, that was probably the biggest one, that Ed Oliver wasn't considered going anywhere else.
Is it a foregone conclusion that if Todd Orlando doesn't get the job, that he's the next defensive coordinator at Texas?
No, I don't necessarily think so. After talking with him today and just listening to some of the things, I don't think he meant it as a shot, and it was more humor, but he was describing how they would handle recruits and kind of the new regime or the leftovers, and he said, "I'm not going to wear a grill. I'm not going to dance. I'm going to be me. That's not me." So you could read into that in many, many ways, but I don't think right now that is a foregone conclusion. He's had some offers in the past. You know, he had Pittsburgh, Wisconsin to be defensive coordinator there. I don't think it would be a reach to say that Tom Herman should consider him or hire him, but I think Todd Orlando will eventually have other offers. Major Applewhite's the interesting one. If Major Applewhite doesn't get the job here at Houston, there's a lot of speculation whether he could even go back to Austin, considering he's still very much a part of that ongoing legal suit brought on by former track coach Bev Kearney from when Major was there and some of the inappropriate stuff that went on behind the scenes at a bowl game. So that will be kind of interesting, too. So both of them, you know, if they don't end up here, I think that both of them could end up elsewhere and not necessarily in Austin.
All right, that's Joseph Duarte. Follow him on Twitter at @Joseph_Duarte, D-U-A-R-T-E. Covers UH and has been on top of the Tom Herman thing, and I'm sure we'll be on top of the coaching search. Joseph, appreciate the time, buddy, and look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Anytime, Bob.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like that Kyle Allen thing, that'd be a kind of a crippling blow to UH.
Well, they also,
they're losing a quarterback, you know, as it stands.
They also have Derek King, who I think is going to be very good. But
Kyle Allen was a five-star quarterback.
Yeah, a lot of guys start off as that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, he's got a chance to start here next year if he goes to Texas.
He might have a chance to start there.
I don't know that he's better than Bouchel.
I don't know that he is either.
But
there's,
but listen, that's the thing. If you're following,
no problem
your coach,
with competition.
No. But I
don't think Bouchel's good enough that people should just say, "Well, he's a starter forever." I mean, he's pretty solid for a freshman. But
I'm not going to be surprised if he stays. Not going to be surprised if he goes.
Yeah.
But it also depends on what kind of coach they hire. Like if you do bring in a Dana Holgorsen, who doesn't want to throw the rock around?
Kyle
for that
Allen
guy.
Should probably stick around if that's the case. But you know, I wonder what Kyle Allen. You know, if he's got hopes to be in the NFL, I mean, that would make his decision. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. I mean, if he just wants to go have.
There's going to be players leave. There always are whenever you have a coaching change. It's not. And if that he winds up being one of them, then.
And the reality is, if they lose Kyle Allen, they didn't really lose.
They never really had him.
It just means they never really had him.
Yeah, they never really had him.
So it's not the end of the world.
No.
All right, guys. It's the holiday season. It's time to clean your carpets, your sofa, your upholstered dining room, your floors, your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical free with Dirt Free. If you've had a bunch of people at your house and they're spilling gravy all over the floor, and you know your uncle brought his dog who peed in the corner, you got to get that stuff cleaned up. Dirt-free is the way to go. The other guys are leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that'll make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt-free Carpet Cleaning. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water, not toxic soaps, so you're not putting that poison down on the rug. For over 30 years, they've been cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt-free right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5. And they'll do three rooms of carpet for just $99.95. And they're going to throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
ESPN 97.5.